Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
We're today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with Amanda Nolan. Learn all about her at AmandaNolanMusic.com. Amanda, thanks for hopping on today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now listen, I was doing some reading up on you before we got on today, and I learned that you're from Pennsylvania originally. Is that true?
That is true. I can confirm.
All right. What part of Pennsylvania are you from?
I am from just like a little suburb just outside of Philly, about like 45 minutes outside.
Okay. So I couldn't figure out specifically. So I did a deep dive into the state of Pennsylvania to learn some interesting things about Pennsylvania. So let's see if you are aware of these things. One of them is, so Philadelphia, you're from outside of Philadelphia, it has the highest density of haunted houses and it's considered one of the most haunted cities in the United States. Did you know this?
I did not know that. That's kind of scary.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a haunted house in Philadelphia?
I think back in the day, I probably did like the Halloween ones, but nothing that was like actually haunted. It was all fake. So I really didn't know that. That's kind of creepy.
You know, I should have done a deeper dive into this. And I wonder if it's talking about like haunted houses where you pay $5 to go be scared on accident.
Right.
Or is it have to do more along the lines of like, oh, this is, they think it's got actual like
haunted
ghosts or whatever. I don't know. We'll learn. Hey, next time you come on, I'll know the answer to that. We'll dive into that one. So that's one thing. Now this next one is, was odd to say the least, but, I don't know where this was. I think it was Philadelphia and it's not there anymore, but I still kept it in there. There was an exhibit, of hair, famous people's hair.
Really?
It was on exhibit somewhere in Pennsylvania, I think Philadelphia. It had locks of hair from Napoleon, President Jefferson, President George Washington, amongst others. And I saw the George Washington one. I saw a picture of it. It's not a thing I want to go see.
Mm-mm. I feel like I'm learning how little I actually know about where I'm from.
This show does the deep dive. We find the most fascinating thing. So you're welcome. You know,
thank
you're going to
you.
Be.
So thank you. This is a lesson.
Next time you're with your family, you're going to be like, I've learned some things and I'm here to tell you about them. Now I'm going to sneak one more in on you that you may or may not want to bring up at your next family gathering, but we're going to end with a strong one. I promise. They have a furry convention in Philadelphia. Yeah.
That I can believe.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. Philly's an odd place.
Yeah. And I went, you know, I didn't look up like the haunted side of things, but I did look up the furry convention and it's wildly uncomfortable. Wildly uncomfortable.
Yeah. I definitely believe that for sure.
They have a furry, cruise. They call it a fursuit friendly cruise.
Wow. The more you know.
The more you know, honestly. Look, you're going to win some trivia. Like, you're going to win $10 to a Chili's with this information. But yeah, every year there's a furry convention in Pittsburgh. It is Pittsburgh, if that helps you.
Pittsburgh. Okay.
Did I say Philadelphia? I think I said Philadelphia first. It's Pittsburgh. It's Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And so maybe this is just something for you to chew on. We'll talk later. Maybe next time we do this interview live from the furry convention or the fursuit friendly cruise.
I've never been on a cruise, so
well, okay. All right. We'll do some We'll do some research, and next time you see me and Amanda, we're going to be on the Fursuit Friendly Cruise associated with the furry convention somewhere around Pittsburgh. And last but not least, bubblegum was invented in Pennsylvania. So that's nice.
Either. Man, I didn't know any of these things. These are some good fun facts.
Well, you know, we try to unlock knowledge here on Behind the Tunes.
I got heaven on my mind. I got people waiting by. Close my eyes and I can see. Dancing on them golden streets. Got me dreaming of the day. Never leave, we get to stay. Till I see that welcome sign. I ain't even gonna lie. Shining through, these birds are singing too. I'm happy to be with it, but can't wait for trumpet sounds. Oh Lord, I'm so grateful that today I am alive, but until the end of time.
Dust on our Bibles, brand new iPhones. No wonder why we feel this way. Hey, how you been? It's been a while, and I'm just checking in. I miss the way things used to be back in 2017, and I just miss my friend. I've been fine. I've been struggling to find some peace of mind. It's the problem of a nation, and in our generation, we're too busy. We can't find the time. Are we busy, or is it all a lie? We got the replacement for a lie in the light of your way. 2017, and I just miss my friend. Oh, I just miss my friend. We got done.
We're here with Amanda Nolan behind the tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Well, we're not here to talk about furry conventions or even Pennsylvania. We're here to talk about you. Amanda, what got you into music to begin with?
Oh, that is a great question. I honestly feel like just from the moment I could talk, I was singing. I come from a pretty musical family. My dad plays all kinds of instruments. My brother does as well. And then my mom is a beautiful singer. So I feel like it was just kind of in my blood. And then I started out getting involved in my local YMCA's musicals and plays. So that really got me into the whole, you know, entertainment, acting, singing. Yeah, so I kind of started there. And then as I got older, I think around 11, still not old, but... So very young, I got into songwriting and decided I wanted to be an artist.
All right, let's go back to the plays for a second.
Yes.
What role would you look back on with the most nostalgia?
I would say my favorite was actually one I did when I was in middle school. Okay. And I played Ariel in The Little Mermaid. That was like my favorite, but I think the most nostalgic would be the first role I ever played, which was Jojo in Seussical the Musical Junior.
Nice.
My very first one. It was so much fun. There's still videos out there on the internet. People might be able to find them.
All right, internet, do your job. That's what we're here to do. We're here to find Jojo on the Seussical, starring Amanda Nolan. You might run across Ariel as well.
Yes, they're all out right. There.
So you're doing plays, your dad's musical, your mom's got a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. You know, you start writing songs at 11. At what point, you know, you've moved to Nashville to do this thing. At what point you're like, all right, this is what I want to do?
I really feel like I made that decision when I was 11. It's something that I've never really gone away from. I never had any other interest. It was always, I want to be a singer. I want to perform. I want to write and create my own music. And I started out in pop music. So I made that from about 11 to 19. And then when I was 19, I decided to go into Christian music because I felt this calling on my life, and I didn't really grow up going to church too much. So it wasn't something I even considered. I had never listened to Christian music. So that's something living here in Nashville and being in Christian music, I feel behind with people.
Yeah.
I don't know much of the background, but I'm learning every day. So when I was 19, I made that decision, and then I moved here to Nashville about 2 years ago.
You know, I want to follow that for a second, because you said, you know, you're quote behind on, you know, the Christian music scene and stuff like that. I wonder if that's a positive thing for you in some ways. Have you found that in some ways from your writing? I know, you know, it's obviously you got to write songs for that in some ways, but have you found it in some ways to be a positive thing in just the way you approach writing music?
I actually do. That's a great point. I think a lot of times Christian music can kind of fall into this formula. I mean, there's so many amazing Christian artists, but I think it is easy to kind of fall into that. And I think having a background in pop music and then just kind of showing up on the scene, not really having much knowledge of the background of Christian music, it was like I was able to kind of create my own path and my own way of writing that kind of still was my style and who I am at my core, but making it about a bigger purpose. So I do think it helped a bit.
Still got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? It's
spinning my wheels up 100 mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. Such a long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right still. Always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple red words come alive. And you realize he's working on me. When I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I am believing, my God is, he's working on me.
Again, we're here with Amanda Nolan on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about her at AmandaNolanMusic.com. Amanda, now you're young, so this dates me a little bit. Do you remember the first album or record you bought with your own money or downloaded with your own money, as the case may be?
Oh my gosh. I can't remember the first one that I mean, it was probably something. Let me back up. I came from the era of like Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, like Disney Channel. So I can take an educated guess that it was probably one of theirs. That's really what made me want to be an artist in the first place. I loved Disney Channel. I would pretend like I was doing the whole Disney thing, you know, with the wand. Yeah, so it's probably one of theirs. I was a big, big Selena Gomez fan.
All right, so Selena Gomez, big fan of her. Who are some other influences for you growing up?
I would say Adele. I feel like she was just so inspiring to me with just how she didn't do too much with her music. It was so centered around her just big booming voice. And I thought that was so beautiful and it was so emotional. So I think that I definitely took a lot of inspiration from that, just in making sure my voice is what moves people and being able to kind of convey that emotion through it. So she was a huge inspiration and kind of a curveball, Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
Huge inspiration for me. We listened to his Christmas albums growing up and my grandpa was such a huge fan. And I feel like that kind of jazzy, like I've really taken inspiration from that. It's influenced my music for sure.
15 seconds before I signed on to this interview, I was talking to somebody about our favorite Christmas song. So I'm going to throw that curveball at you. Since you mentioned Frank Sinatra's Christmas album, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Well, my favorite one by him would be I'll Be Home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that's not probably his song, but definitely his
cover. Oh, his recording of it, sure.
But I think my favorite of all time, which is funny, I actually just posted a little cover of this song because it was my grandpa's favorite. He passed away last Christmas, and it was Grown Up Christmas List.
I think that yeah.
was beautiful, and he loved it, and it made me love it even more.
Love it. Well, with all that in mind, all right, if you could open up for anybody, dead or alive, now don't overthink it. You just get to be there, right?
Yeah.
Anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
If I could open for them? That's a really, really, really great question. Man, I feel like it changes all the time. I think if we're thinking in terms of what would be just like so, so cool, would probably be Brandon Lake.
Okay.
I think he puts on such a great show. But if we're thinking like dead or alive, I mean, Frank Sinatra, that's just like such a good era of music. And I feel like just like the jazzy, like lounge would be just so cool to just sing that kind of music. So I don't know. It really depends.
That's a wild swing. I'm here for it. Frank Sinatra, Brandon Lake. We can fire off some emails to Brandon. I don't think Frank's answering them anymore. I think that's the.
Probably not.
Maybe, you never know. But yeah, well, we hope.
I'm at war with my humanity, trying to reclaim my sanity. Nothing in my veins but vanity. It's the same old, same old. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throw it all into the fire and leave no survivors. Survivors. Somebody give my past my sympathies. Get me closer to the light. Somebody tell my enemies there's nowhere left to hide. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. As if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die.
Try to pray, but the words aren't coming out the way they used to. Did I lose my faith, God? Do I still trust you? I try to worship, but when I lift my hands, it all just feels so empty. Is it the heavy of the world, or is it just me? Though I've sung a thousand times, you're perfect and you'll never leave my side. Can I be honest? I just wanna know that you still got this. When all I'm holding on to is a promise, God, you promised. You'll never leave me. When I'm scared of the dark, you're right there with me.
Oh, I've heard stories of you showing up when it was least expected. Every time you prove your timing's always perfect.